In the days that followed, Jonathan saw that there was as much to learn about plight in this place as there had been in the life behind him, but with a difference. Here were gulls who thought as he thought. For each of them, the most important thing in living was to reach out and touch perfection in that which they most loved to do, and that was to fly. They were magnificent birds, all of them, and they spent hour after hour every day practicing flight, testing advanced aeronautics. For a long time, Jonathan forgot about the world that he had come from, that place where the flock lived with its eyes tightly shut to the joy of flight, using its wings as means to the end of finding and fighting for food. But now and then, just for a moment, he remembered. He remembered it one morning when he was out with his instructor while they rested on the beach after a session of folded wing snap rolls. "Where is everybody, Sullivan?" he asked silently. Quite at home now with the easy telepathy that these gulls used instead of screes and gracks. "Why aren't there more of us here? Why, where I came from, there were thousands and thousands of gulls. I know." Sullivan shook his head. "The only answer I can see, Jonathan, is that you are pretty well a one-in-a-million bird. Most of us came along ever so slowly. We went from one world into another that was almost exactly like it, forgetting right away where we had come from, not caring where we were headed, living for the moment. Do you have any idea how many lives we must have gone through before we even got the first idea that there is more to life than eating or fighting or power in the flock? 1,000 lives, John. 10,000. And then another 100 lives until we began to learn that there is such a thing as perfection, and another 100 again to get the idea that our purpose for living is to find that perfection and show it forth. The same rule holds for us now, of course. We choose our next world through what we learn in this one. Learn nothing, and the next world is the same as this one. All the same limitations and lead weights to overcome. He stretched his wings and turned to face the wind. "But you, John," he said, "learned so much at one time that you didn't have to go through 1,000 lives to reach this one." In a moment they were airborne again, practicing. The formation point rolls were difficult, for through the inverted half Jonathan had to think upside down, reversing the curve of his wing and reversing it exactly in harmony with his instructors. "Let's try it again," Sullivan said, over and over. "Let's try it again." Then finally, "Good," and they began practicing outside loops. One evening the gulls that were not night-flying stood together on the sand, thinking. Jonathan took all his courage in hand and walked to the elder gull, who, it was said, was soon to be moving beyond this world. "Chang," he said a little nervously. The old seagull looked at him kindly. "Yes, my son?" Instead of being enfeebled by age, the elder had been empowered by it. He could outfly any gull in the flock, and he had learned skills that the others were only gradually coming to know. "Chang, this world isn't heaven at all, is it?" The elder smiled in the moonlight. "You are learning again, Jonathan Seagull," he said. "Well, what happens from here? Where are we going? Is there no such place as heaven?" "No, Jonathan, there is no such place. Heaven is not a place, and it is not a time. Heaven is being perfect." He was silent for a moment. "You are a very fast flyer, aren't you?" I enjoy speed," Jonathan said, taken aback, but proud that the elder had noticed. "You will begin to touch heaven, Jonathan, in the moment that you touch perfect speed. And that isn't flying 1,000 miles an hour, or 1,000,000, or flying at the speed of light, because any number is a limit, and perfection doesn't have limits. Perfect speed, my son, is being there." Without warning, Chang vanished and appeared at the water's edge 50 feet away, all in the flicker of an instant. Then he vanished again and stood in the same millisecond at Jonathan's shoulder. "It's kind of fun," he said. Jonathan was dazzled. He forgot to ask about heaven. How do you do that? What does it feel like? How far can you go? You can go to any place and to any time that you wish to go, the elder said. I've gone everywhere and every when I can think of. He looked across the sea. It's strange. The gulls who scorn perfection for the sake of travel go nowhere, slowly. Those who put aside travel for the sake of perfection go anywhere, instantly. Remember, Jonathan, heaven isn't a place or a time, because place and time are so very meaningless. Heaven is... Can you teach me to fly like that? Jonathan Seagull trembled to conquer another unknown. Of course, if you wish to learn. I wish. When can we start?
We could start now, if you'd like.